We're good.
All right. Okay. I'm going to call this meeting to order at 4:02 p.m. and I'll do a roll call vote. I am here. Kelly Wiley.
I'm here.
And Steve Frary.
I am here. Thank you.
All right. Fantastic. Can I get a motion to approve our agenda? And the only change is going to be we are not going into closed session.
Correct.
Do I have a motion to approve?
Yes, so moved, Steve.
Thank you, Steve. Can I get a second?
I'll second.
Thank you, Kelly. I'll go for the vote. I vote aye. Kelly?
Aye.
And Steve?
I vote aye.
Alrighty, thank you. All right, at this time, I will go ahead and ask everyone to stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Ready to begin? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Alrighty, public comment.
All right, hearing none, we'll go to 9.1 for the program update.
Thank you, David. Nice to have everybody here today. And I know we had a busy morning, and we're going to wrap it up this afternoon and hear Christine to give us the latest and the greatest on the program update for California Pacific Charter School, Sonoma. Christine, you want to say hello?
Yeah.
Yep.
Are you, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay, great. So I've got some great news. As a brand new school, we already have two graduates, which is awesome.
Oh, great.
During the first semester, so a few more to come, definitely in the spring. But we've already had two graduates, which is great. We ended the semester with 208 students, and we are now a couple weeks into the semester, and if you can believe it, we have 229 students enrolled with another 15 students pending, which means that they are in the process of selecting their classes and signing a master agreement. So in the next few weeks, we have like 240 students. Is incredible. So 83 of those are homeschool students and 4 homeschool students are pending. So we're just in a really good place in terms of enrollment. It really just is growing. I am doing some marketing up there, some online marketing, and then our homeschool program is kind of growing slowly and steadily in a grassroots fashion, which is exactly what we hoped it would be. I met with our homeschool teachers, was it last week or the week before? I don't even remember now. I was just up there, though. I guess it was last week, and we met because we have plans to expand the homeschool program into high school. So the homeschool program next year will at the very least include ninth grade, but a very good chance that with proper planning and execution, which I think we can do, that we will have a K-12 homeschool program next year. And the teachers are really excited, and we have plans to expand that. I have to give a lot of credit to Erin, who's out at Guerneville right now. She's our local person out there, and she is she does a great job. She's our homeschool coordinator. She meets the homeschool teachers every week. She's got a real pulse on the program and is really working to steadily build it, and she and I are working closely together to map out a timeline and plan to implement high school for next year. So we're very excited about that. We have a lot of 7th and 8th graders in that homeschool program, so it's very important that we find a program that will work for them and that we have multiple ways that they can stick with us and complete their high school program with us. So we're very excited about that. I also just completed our request for our high school speed code because we anticipate that we will have our WASC accreditation any moment. The WASC took their board next week the new accreditation, which will allow us then to get our A to B list and to be up and running. We also have a student who has enrolled with us who is an athlete, and so we will also, as soon as we receive our WASCA, be pursuing AA status. We have it with our other schools. We're very well versed with it. We also have access to a consultant if needed, but I feel pretty confident that we can put together a great application and that we can also get our NCAA approval. And to do all that in the first year is pretty remarkable. So we're feeling really good about that. We've got some really incredible stuff going on with our K-8 program. They are doing some at-home online makerspace kind of ideas. You know, having students create some things at home and kind of share them out through the online platform, which is great. Our middle school teachers are doing an hour of code where students are learning about computer coding and programming. So we're really exposing our students to that STEM. Our high school students are being asked to do science fair projects. So we will have a science fair, like a Google site to share out. So that's exciting. We've never done that before, and it's part of their grade in their biology class. So it's actually required for any student taking biology in school, which is pretty exciting. Our K-8 students participated in the Kindness Matters Challenge, the Great Kindness Challenge that was initiated by, I believe it was either State Superintendent Tony Thurmond or it was Governor Newsom. I can't remember. But either way, we got one of those notifications that our school participated. We are, I think that's a lot of it. We've had a lot of success with our attendance and academic progress. We have the most successful academic semester that we've ever had. The growth of Northern California, while we're at other schools in Southern California. Our class rates across the schools were 85% of students participating in our traditional program. Actually, that's 85% of courses taken, and 77% of courses taken by our credit recovery population were passed. Our school and our school rates were great. I want to say elementary or middle school, I think, was 77% or something in that range. Elementary school was over 80% of courses were passed. So our students are doing well. Our teachers are holding students accountable. And we're also working on preparing them for CAS, CLT, for teachers to help and to really dig into data, see where we can improve, and see what we can do well. Getting those scores up so that our gaps are a lot of great things going on. We're really proud of everything that we're doing, and we just want to thank you as a board for the budgetary allotments that you make.
Okay, thank you so much. Wow. I just want to say that, you know, as I'm listening to everything that's happening, everything that's been done already this year, everything that we're looking at for the future, it's like we're talking about a program that's been around for 10 years. And it's hard to believe that it's only been around, you know, just this one year. So just congratulations on everything that you've done to get everything up and running. It sounds like an amazing experience for our kids, and it's getting better every day. So I don't have any questions. I just wanted to say thank you and job well done. I'll throw it over to the other board members. Kelly, questions, comments?
No questions, but I'll echo your sentiments. I mean, that is absolutely amazing. Like you said, David, and to be able to do all of that in a year's time is just phenomenal. So huge kudos to everyone.
Great. Steve, questions, comments?
Yeah, great job. Very lengthy report and just the groundwork and all the growth in such a short period of time is just fantastic. Question I have regarding our homeschooling students, because that's the thing I've been watching for a real, real long time. You know, the students that are homeschooled, I call it, the mom and pop variety, filing the R4 affidavit with the state and doing it on our own. When we admit students, because it could be a resource for recruitment, where are they coming from, the homeschooling students? Are there independent studies in districts? Are they the mom and pop variety that are doing it on their own? Or do we have a way, a checkbox that we determine that?
You're talking about just the homeschool, not the online. Is that correct?
Correct.
A fair portion, I think we started with about 60 students or so that came with teachers who they were already working with these students and their school had closed down. With these teachers through Dana Peterson, superintendent out in Guerneville. It was actually
right.
Mentioned that these students would find a place. As our teachers are out in the community, we do have flyers and things like that that they put out. Some of it's word of mouth for students to
right.
parents, that kind of thing. I wouldn't
right.
say we're collecting it exactly, but I can certainly send out a survey at the end of the year or even have teachers ask their families. I don't think it would be hard to come up with a survey or something like that to see how they heard of us.
Right, yeah, because this is a gigantic, when you get on CDE webpage, you know, these parents will file this R4 affidavit, which is basically just a piece of paper,
right.
Okay?
Right.
And, you know, and your regular private schools have to do it, okay? It's a long history behind it. But I think that whole network of those folks, I've always thought, and the state doesn't want to take it on because it's too much of a hassle for them, and they don't have the wherewithal to do it. But I think it's a piece that, in a lot of these pocket areas, parents just, hey, I'll file the affidavit and do it on my own and have a nice day. So I think it's really something down the trail that we can tap into. So thanks very much, Christine. Appreciate it.
Yep, no problem.
All right. Fantastic. Thanks again, Christine. That'll take us to item number 10, our consent calendars. Can I get a motion to approve our consent calendar, which goes from 10.1A to 10.4?
So moved. Dave?
Thank you, Steve. Can I get a second?
I'll second.
All righty. Thank you. I'll call for a vote. I vote aye. Kelly?
Aye.
Steve?
I vote aye.
All righty. Thank you. 11.1. Approval of additional hours for CALPAC K-6 grade teachers. Do I have a motion to approve?
So moved, Steve.
Thank you, Steve. Can I get a second?
I'll second.
Thank you, Kelly. Kurt, throw it over to you.
Yeah, David, thank you so much. Boy, this is a great item here on our agenda. When we look at the additional hours for CALPAC, we know with any new program that planning, especially in the area of just really honing in our skills with curriculum, instruction, and assessment to maintain that integrity is so key. So we're pleased to go ahead and put this in front of you. I know that we've got three teachers that are going to really spend some time to do some extensive work. And when we look at the fiscal impact, it's right around $2,100.
All righty, thank you. Any questions, board members?
No, I'm good, Ava. Thank you.
All right. I'm going to go ahead and call. Oh, Kelly, go ahead. Sorry.
So, Kurt, you're just looking at extended duty?
Extended duty, some additional hours. I think the total number of hours was submitted was about 56 total hours.
And was it 2,100? Was that what I heard?
Kurt, did you hear that question?
Yes, I did.
Oh, okay.
Did that answer your question, Kelly?
I don't think we heard you back.
Yeah, was the total 2,100?
It was 2,109, and we had three teachers, and there was 56 hours.
Any other questions, Kelly?
No, okay.
All right, thank you. I will call for a vote. I vote aye. Kelly?
Aye.
Steve?
I vote aye.
All right, passes unanimously. 12.1, approval of California Pacific Charter Sonoma Board of Directors Member Agreement.
Do I have a motion to approve?
So moved, Stan.
Thank you, Steve. Can I get a second?
I'll second.
Thank you, Kelly. Kurt, over to you.
Yeah, on this item here, we shared this with you last month as really in the context of the first reading. Wanted to bring it back to you, and the more we looked at that, we felt that the word agreement might be more appropriate. And as we look at it, we know that we want to go ahead and continue to do this annually. I'm going to propose that we do this at our December board meeting, which will be our organization.
All right. Thank you, board members. Any questions?
I'm good. Thank you, Dan.
Kelly, do you have any questions? All right. Thank you. I'll call for a vote. I vote aye. Kelly?
Aye.
Steve?
I vote aye.
All right, it passes unanimously. 13.1, approval of board policies personnel series. Can I get a motion to approve?
So moved, Steve.
Thank you, Steve. Can I get a second? Thank you, Kelly.
On this item here, we want to continue to push out our board policies. We're still working on the personnel series, and I want to thank Corey Amador, our director of HR, who continues to do great work and lead this endeavor. So, Corey, I'll go ahead and turn it over to you.
Good afternoon, Board of Directors. Thank you for the opportunity to present these policies to you for consideration. This is as part of our ongoing project to update all of our board policies. These happen to be in the personnel services area, and they are part of the templates that were provided to us by Young, Mini, and Core. They've been vetted by our leadership team, and they do align with most recent legislative changes that went into effect January 1. The policies for your consideration include the paid sick leave policy, the pregnancy disability leave policy, the family care and medical leave policy, as well as the victims of abuse leave policy.
All right, thank you. Board members, any questions or comments?
No, I'm good. I just want to thank you very much for that. Policies are nuts and bolts. And if there's ever any, you know, hiccups or anything, the first thing people look at are policies. Well, thank you so much for putting that together.
Definitely, definitely. Kelly, any questions?
No, I'm good.
All right, thank you. I'll call for a vote. I vote aye. Kelly?
Aye.
Steve?
Aye. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Our next meeting is going to be held virtually on March 5th. And I'll go to board comments. Steve, I'll start with you.
No, just thanks very much. I just, on this homeschooling component that we've got going, it's so important because I've always thought for many, many years that whole component is we talk about underserved population, but parents need something of quality and value to help them in that process. So thank you so much for putting that together and all the hard work you've been doing. And looks like you've got miles and miles of work you've done. So tip of the hat to everyone involved. Thank you.
Thanks. Kelly, your comments.
Just again, thank you for everybody's hard work. The amount of steadfast growth that's happened in such a short amount of time is just astonishing.
Yes. All right. Thanks, Kelly. And I was going to say the same thing, but the amount of growth and student numbers is tremendous. You know, think about where we were a year ago and everything was just in, like, the conceptual, you know, everything is a concept, but now it's real, and it's more than real, and it's growing and flourishing. So really, really proud to be a part of an organization like this. So thank you for everyone's hard work. Kurt, CEO comments.
Yeah, I really need to echo what I've already heard from our board members. And Christine, I don't even know what to say as you're presenting the information and developing a very, very strong program that when you look at your infrastructure, that you're really looking at your curriculum, your enrollment is growing steadily, you're getting the WASC house in order, looking at NC2A. You're looking at not only STEM education, but STEAM. And I think for Superintendent Pedersen, she really drives on that. And to see how we want to continue to expand, and if there's anything else that we can do, please let us know. But as I hear you speaking, I kind of get the vision that we have a school maybe of 1,000, not 250 or 275. What I'd like to put out there, and again, just planting seeds, would be at the end of the year, if we could come up with some type of presentation or celebration for all the families, because we know that when we have happy families, just by word of mouth, their enrollment is really going to increase. I would also like to share with our board that had a very productive time at the ACSA Superintendent Symposium in Indian Wells last week. Had some great presenters, had some quality time with our superintendents, and continuing to network and listen in on what is going on, you know, in school districts throughout the state, but also opportunities to share the great things that we're doing. So that was very, very worthwhile. And I know later this month that Christine and Aaron and Dana and I, that we're going to do some planning on February the 27th, kind of a mid-year recap of really where we are now, where we need to move forward, and do it in such a way that we're really continuing to build that vision. And I'm looking forward to coming back in March and giving you an update. I think the other thing, too, is on the financial side of the house, everything that I think Christine and I understand that the health of our new school is in great order. As you know, Christine, she can stretch dollars like nobody's business. So, again, as Steve said, tip of the hat to you, and let's continue to do great work.
All right. Thanks, Kurt. That'll take us to adjournment. So do I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved, Steve.
Thank you, Steve. Can I get a second? Thank you, Kelly. I will call for a vote. I vote aye. Steve?
I vote aye. Thank you.
And Kelly?
Aye.
All right. We are adjourned at 4:24 p.m. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Have a good night. Thank you, Steve. Thank you, sir.
Have a great one.
Bye.
Bye, everyone.
Bye. Bye, Kurt.
Bye-bye.
I was on the call.
I know.